Hello, I'm Warlord Altarian, and this is...
I am Squire Sven, and you are listening to...
Non-player character.
Yeah, NPCs. I couldn't remember where we were at.
Good job. You're fired.
Day one. Already fucked it up.
Good job, buddy.
So, this one's kind of a little...
filling out the... testing the waters.
Yeah, we're trying some stuff, seeing what's going on, what's going to work.
Formula going.
But we wanted to discuss this week about Dark Souls. Warlord here is determined to get me to keep playing it. Now, we played last weekend. It was pretty decent. I enjoyed myself. We played together.
I enjoyed myself immensely.
Yeah, yeah. I know. You had me, like, fighting you and getting...
getting absolutely destroyed.
Violated. It was...
can't show that on TV.
It was less than entertaining for me. But I have to say it's a different experience. Being an individual that normally plays Destiny and some RPGs and things like that. I found it cool, fun. I think the closest I've actually played to it was Oblivion, Morrowind, on the old Xbox 360. Like I had the couple inch book.
I've never played Morrowind. I played Oblivion.
Okay, yeah, but Morrowind was the one with like 8 expansions, and there was the werewolves and.
Yeah, I never played that one.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we have to go back to that.
The walkthrough books were like
3 encyclopedia.
Yeah, I'll have to bring it out sometime.
Here's my massive pile of Oblivion walkthroughs. I mean, Morrowind walkthroughs.
You'll never know. Yeah, and it was basically, because it was all quest-based, you had to like go through the index to be like, all right, cool, I'm on this quest.
Which route are you taking on this quest? Are you going to...
sneak through it? Are you going to kill everyone?
Did they have branching quests? Like,
yeah.
Like different...
yeah. Okay. That's part of the reason why that book was so big. That game was massive.
See, I'm playing through Eternal Ring.
Oh, which is that
PlayStation 2 game.
Yes, yes. You said something about that yesterday. And it was pretty funny because I thought you said Elden Ring.
Yeah, I wish. I can't even get a PlayStation 5.
I got excited for you. And then I got... really embarrassed.
Yeah, you depressed me immensely. But, Eternal Ring is... it's one of From Software's, like, earlier games.
Mm-hmm.
It's all first person. And it's kind of reminiscent of, like, Skyrim kind of playthrough. Kind of.
Okay. I think I did play that. Is it... because I think I played it on Xbox, and it was the Triggers. That was like triggers left and right hands.
No, the triggers, I think, move you like left and right and look up and down.
Oh.
But this one has analog support, which I'm very grateful. Because I could not imagine playing that with the shoulder buttons.
Oh my gosh.
Lose my goddamn mind. the game does not hold your hand, which I like, but it's also like... I don't pay attention a lot of the times because I'm more of a mechanical gamer.
Yeah, I've noticed that while playing Dark Souls.
Skip story. I don't need to see this.
I still don't know what's going on in Dark Souls.
I know what's going on because I watch like lore videos, ironically, but I don't watch like the in-game like cutscenes and stuff. Like, I want to play. I don't want to watch this. Get me back to the action. Which it's funny because like I'll play a game and then I'll see a cutscene and all of a sudden this guy that was the good guy is shooting at me now. I'm like, how'd that happen? But
hey,
yeah,
good guys can be bad too.
But back to Eternal Rings, like I don't know if I went the wrong way because everything's like one-shotting me. I made the mistake of shooting a bee's nest, and the bees immediately took me down to half health. I ended up backing into this ring generation room. Like, thank God, because I was gonna immediately die.
Oh wow! Yeah.
So the ring generation system is completely contrived and not explained well at all. You're given gems, and you random assortment. Like, you can 6 different slots that you can put anything in there. Like, different gems. Water gem, fire gem, leaf gem, blah, blah, blah. So, you're left with literally no idea what's going on during ring creation.
Okay.
So, it's like, you want this particular ring, good luck!
There's no walkthrough? Like, hey,
I've looked for a blue gem. And...
you get a green
not gem. Really. It's like it shows you like different attributes of the rings, like that you can get different results. But I haven't found like a definite walkthrough. Because you can combine 2 different rings, like meaning 2 different gems and get a ring. But you can also combine like 2 different other gems to probably get the same ring. So like, okay.
Does it end up, like, destroying if you mess up completely? Like, you lose both rings if...
Oh, no. You lose the gems that you make, but you can just, like, die and reset that. Like, if you want a specific ring, like, where I got attacked by the bees, that's the quick... Or you can just reload the game. Like, it's probably also a lot quicker than just dying. What am I thinking?
Probably would be, yeah.
There's a load button right in this... Oh, my God. I'm stupid. So I'm lost. I think I went the wrong turn, and I spent half the game using the one spell that I got. This fireball spell.
Dude, and fireball spells are the best, though.
No, in this game it's not. You got tornado. You got like fucking fire pillars. And somehow like there's like this anti poison spell that wears off like in 10 seconds. It's like okay, I walk down in the poison mine, and like 10 seconds later I'm getting poisoned. I'm like.
This guy's doing it. Pumping it.
It's like, how often do I have to do this? But I found this new, like, made this new ring. It's like, cure poison. So, it's probably quicker just to do that and heal myself than cast protection, whatever the hell that, protect.
Gotcha. Huh. So, what's the storyline of it?
I don't know.
that was the whole skipping things, wasn't it?
Kind of. The basic storyline is, oh, God. Oh, boy. You're sent to this island for some reason. You're like an old resident of the island, and the whole island's like pretty much wiped out.
Is this a Myst reference? Send you to an island. Go solve the puzzle.
Yeah, kind of. Like, it's like Myst with like the Japanese twist where you gotta kill God at the end.
Sweet.
So, yeah.
Now, it would be a Japanese game if there's a camera involved.
In the Shiba Inu.
Shiba Inu, camera.
Aliens.
They're actually ghosts. Don't forget.
But, I've beaten, I think, 2 bosses? No, 3 bosses. And like every other From Software campaign, all the NPCs you meet are probably gonna die. Because one guy that I met is dead. Oh. Like, cool. I knew that was gonna happen, because I played literally every goddamn From Software game, essentially. Well, the more recent ones. I want to kind of go back through the Kingsfield, but I can't find them on the PlayStation Store. Hmm. And I want to get it on like the Steam, but I don't know if it's going to have the same kind of... It should have a full controller support.
Somewhat. I actually plugged in the PlayStation controller into my desktop, and it came right up. And I was like, wow, I can actually use this? Now, I also booted up... what is it? The game that I've been playing.
Visions of Pee Pee?
No, not Visions of Pee Pee. No, no.
That's a story for a different time.
Yeah. No, New World. I started up New World just to see if the controls were working, and they didn't. So, probably have to look a little bit further into that, but it is what it is.
That game, I'm not really big on open world, which is funny because I just got the forest.
The forest is awesome.
It is, but it's also not, because not for me anyway. I mainly just started, like, running away from the plane.
You just get the chainsaw.
Okay. I have no idea where I'm at.
No, that's the forest. No one knows where you're at.
Like, I don't have a map. Like, does the map show you where you're at?
No. I mean...
Like a little place marker, or...?
I don't think so.
Okay.
When I played it, I just used flags. Drop a flag.
That's... Yeah, I made a tree fort, and I placed my fire in the worst possible position. So you have to be, like, in the middle of the tree to light the fire. It's like, because I don't remember what I did.
You know, I made my fort on the side of a lake, which was awesome. But, like, yeah, it's... it was really hard to, like, grab stuff. And then I was having a lot of rotting and things like that problems.
Oh, I was going to look into, like, building, like, a dock.
Mm.
I don't know how that works, but... I know, from what I know about the game, they don't like water. The yes. Cannibals.
Yeah.
So I figured, like, that'd be the perfect spot. In the lake, or a peninsula. Because I was looking up, because as soon as I started building my treehouse, I kept getting accosted. I'm like, leave me alone, I'm trying to build a house.
Right. Yeah, that is the whole game, is...
It's like...
You're going to be accosted.
I just started. Like,
I really did like it. I lucked out. And one of the first things I found was the katana. So everything was kind of cheese from there, which was good. But yeah, I really did like The Forest. This week I also had to finish downloading. So I've got Destiny. I've got Destiny on everything. Xbox, PlayStation, and PC. I've been playing it mostly on PC because there's more players on there. You know, all my friends that were on Xbox playing it gave up during the first round, which I don't blame them. But, you know, I'm dedicated. I'm determined for punishment. So I had to, you know, do all that. Well, they sunsetted a bunch of weapons from the past sessions.
I'm not a Destiny man, so you might have to explain that to me.
Okay.
And for the audience. Like,
the Destiny ended up kind of putting away a bunch of storylines because they were connected to planets and things. So they just removed it. But the weapons that were on there that were special, they kept, and you had to get this thing called a cipher. Hmm. Well, I got one. And I was like, all right, awesome. I want to grab myself a, you know, amazing weapon. Fucking great. And I looked at it and went, oh, no. Because I'm on PC at this time. And I realized that all of my downloads were on Xbox. So I had to reload everything in the Xbox. So I had to download for like 2 hours this update to be able to go to the main like area, cash this stuff in, and get my weapon. Which ended up being a really nice hand cannon.
Oh,
what's her name? Nice. Val, if anyone actually does care. Actually really good, but I had to immediately then turn around and put it back on PC because the equipment transfers, because it's all cross-platform now, but the DLC content does not.
Oh.
That's where the problem lied. It was pretty annoying, but in the end, it worked. It was, yeah.
Isn't that game like free now?
It is, but it's only free for, you know.
It's about your base game, isn't it?
Yeah. You gotta like do the battle pass idea or whatever.
Yeah, I played Destiny. I like the mechanics of it. It's a very solid game. I just don't like the grindy bits.
Oh, and it's all grindy.
I know.
So you don't like it.
Yeah, it's like the, literally the worst for me. But for mechanic-wise, it holds up well. Yeah. And I don't like the variety of enemies. They don't seem like they're very versed. Like,
oh, yeah, you got like 5.
Yeah, and they all look like the same, except for like the bosses. Hmm. It's like, which I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I ended up, I got that hand cannon, which blows through shields and everything, so it's one shot, like, dead.
Nice.
For most things. The other item I got was Bad Juju. It's this submachine gun. Or not submachine gun, it's a assault rifle.
Okay.
Basically. But for every kill, it reloads automatically. Oh,
that's useful.
So, like, all the... you know, in every game, there's the mob scenes.
Yeah, yeah, the hordes coming at you.
Hordes coming
take
at
them
you.
Down.
Right. Last so, they're not, like... they're not high HP stuff, but there's just a lot of them.
So, you can just stand there and just gun down and...
Exactly, so reloading. I don't have to reload at all. It just keeps going.
It's awesome.
Oh, yeah. I got to use it a little bit before recording this, but yeah.
Like, that's useful for the Flood, I think?
Exactly.
Because all their fights are, it's like... bunch of guys that go down in 2 hits.
Right. And
it's like, cool.
It's a 30-round mag, so you kill somebody, you get it back.
So this is continuous fire?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was thinking like burst.
Nope.
That's awesome.
This is continuous fire, so it's like an assault. It is the assault rifle, not the scout rifle that they have, which is like a one shot.
Okay.
Which is normally a little bit stronger, but because this one, you don't have to really reload unless you're fighting someone big.
Which even then, like, no, yeah.
I don't know. It was awesome. Pretty good. But back to that whole download thing. That was nuts. There's 2 hours to download an update.
Hey, you know that I downloaded the update for Call of Duty because I miss playing my arena shooter. I miss playing my team deathmatch. So, you want to talk about downloads? Okay. 10 hours!
10 hours?
10 hours. I literally went to bed. I started this at, midnight, and I'm going to bed.
Why did they make it so hard to download these games?
I can't even have it on my PlayStation 4 because of the massive size that it has. I had to buy, a 4 terabyte storage.
I didn't know if... My Xbox only supports up to, 2 terabytes.
That'd be, your one game on there.
Yeah, no. No, I'm not doing that.
I mean, it's... I'm not defending Call of Duty, but I enjoy my, my arena shooters. I think it holds up pretty well.
I mean, I guess, but...
You're gonna talk shit about Call of Duty. I agree with you. It's not the greatest game.
At a certain level, though,
I never played the story anyway.
I think I heard something that... Is the new Battlefront 50 megabytes or something?
50 megabytes.
Yeah.
That's that's not big.
All right, maybe.
50 gigs, maybe?
Yeah, 50 gigs. Gigs, not megs. Megs. I know my computers.
I'm a computer.
Stop all the downloading.
Yeah. I don't know. I've heard some mixed reviews about that one.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like the team deathmatch. I enjoy, the battlefield being, more realistic, having the bullet drop and all those effects, but I also don't like that.
See, I mean...
I like, line my headshot up on that guy, he dead, headshot. Call it, battlefield's you gotta adjust your distance, you gotta account for a drop.
Was it Call of Duty? Not Call of Duty, because we're talking Call of Duty.
was it Call of Duty?
I'm thinking of, CSGO.
I don't think CSGO has bullet drop.
I think it does, but it's because their maps
are... Very slight?
Their maps are so small, it's not maybe big.
Yeah, you're only going, a small hallway, so it's not it's not the cross-map shots from, Battlefield.
Right.
So maybe it's bullet drop, but it's
such a small insignificant area. Yeah. PUBG, that had bullet drop in it.
I've only played that once.
Oh.
I was not really a fan. I played Fortnite once. I'm like, eh.
Yeah, no.
There's a lot of stuff going on, and I don't want no part of it. Building and no, I'm good. I want to build a house and just leave me alone.
See, I couldn't get into Fortnite. I tried once, and I was like, yeah.
It's gotten insane. It's you got Naruto shooting at Ariana Grande.
Right next
with Thanos.
Each other.
With Thanos, what's going on? I don't know.
Silver Surfer shows up and.
Why having a stroke?
Builds a tower.
What is going on?
Yeah, that's probably going on the cutting room floor.
But props to them for adding all those different events and things going on. They have concerts in there sometimes.
Yeah, but I mean VR does that too, VR chat.
Yeah, well, I can also go in VR chat and just start singing. That doesn't make it special.
I mean, it's special to those people that hear you.
It's a one-in-a-lifetime experience. They'll never forget.
Kate Six singing on stage tonight.
Yeah, on your account that you've got friend requests for, because I'm half the time yelling at people.
That was great. That was a good time.
That was a fun time. Accosting people and yelling
to
at
fill people in. A couple weeks ago, Jeremiah had not experienced what I refer
to. Way to break character.
Yep, I just lost that bet.
Yep.
We're going to cut that one.
You know, it's all right.
So, Lord Ultron.
Ultron?
Yeah. Lord. Or
Warlord Altair.
Warlord. There's a lot of stuff going on right now. Mark that one.
Oof.
Oh. All right.
Back to the story. My bad.
All right.
Got you flustered.
Yep, definitely pre-flustered. But, so, Warlord actually tried what I refer to as the scum of the internet, VR chat, which he actually did really well. He seemed to enjoy it a lot more than I expected. And ended up with a bunch of lollies. That, I think you now have a child?
Yeah, I have a child. I had a lightsaber that I had to, you know, yell at for they're trying to lightsaber a door. Knock that off. Told you not to do that.
Normally, my experience in VR chat is a bunch of people just looking at mirrors and, like, wiggling around. I did have Peter Griffin hit on me.
Nice.
In
a celebrity.
In a bathing suit.
Is it like the Speedo thing, the onesie?
Yeah.
The green one, the Borat Speedo? No,
well, it was a Borat Speedo on a Barbie doll mannequin, like, from neck down.
Oh, so Peter Griffin's face.
Peter Griffin up. So, it was pretty, it was eventful. It was strange.
You just put a bag on it, you know?
But he talked like this.
Gag?
Yeah, yeah.
Gag, bag.
Absolutely. It was pretty, it was pretty strange.
Yeah, I remember seeing, like, two, like, Macho Man, Randy Savage or something. Some wrestler guy. I don't know my wrestlers, and it's like, dude has the same outfit as you, go beat him up. Dude straight up started chasing the other wrestler guy and just fucking lost it.
That was pretty good.
Oh. And asking, can I get a Long Island iced tea? And presented with...
What? Here's iced tea.
Here's Mike's Hard. Like, cool, this isn't what I ordered, and you're a terrible bartender. So, can I get old fashioned? Here's this brown stuff.
Speaking of drinks, what are you drinking tonight?
Twisted tea.
Yeah, yeah.
My garbage.
I mean, I don't have a lot of room to talk, but Burt Reynolds supports my Coolers Banquet.
Mine's anti-racist. It was used to defend this.
So did Pepsi, didn't it? Like, give a cop a Pepsi? Or was that Coke?
I don't know. But I know a racist was hit in the head with a twisted tea, and I enjoy that. That's funny. Made me laugh. In Ohio.
Yeah. Yeah. Ohio.
We're from Ohio, if you didn't catch that.
The other thing. How did you like that mead?
It was good.
Yeah. I'm actually really shocked about that.
I downed it like a shot, because it's in a shot glass.
Yeah.
Aren't you traditionally supposed to sip it?
Well, you can sip it. You can shoot it. Doesn't matter.
You can shoot it? I don't have my gun.
No. Not like that.
Oh.
Bottoms up. I think it's safe to say that this one is probably never going to see the light of day.
Oh, no. This is perfect. This is perfect.
This is terrible.
This is awesome. This will give people the prime example of how we're going to be.
I had such high hopes.
And I did not.
This just crashed. No,
this is amazing.
The VR chat, killed it.
That did kind of put a damper on things, but, you know.
But, I mean, we can cut that out, maybe.
No, the hell no. No, leave all of this in.
See, I feel like this needs to be paid content at this point.
Nobody's going to pay for this. Nobody's going to pay to listen to us.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you want this prime content? This prime content. Sorry, I don't know if you're hearing that, but we're getting messages from our Discord about our D&D group.
Yeah, that is completely happening. And I warned him that it was going to happen. But
it's
no.
Like, I told him to turn it off, but it's also the timer for this, so.
Yeah, that was kind of. We figured we're going to run this, we'll say 45 minutes.
Probably like a half hour show.
Yeah. If you have any ideas, thoughts.
Questions, comments, or concerns.
Please let us know. We'll take feedback, because we need it. Because, well, we're not.
I will not probably read that.
Yeah,
he'll probably read it and let me know, because I don't listen to dialogue in games. That's why I'm probably lost in Eternal Ring.
Hence why I'm
don't
a squire.
Go this way. I just do stuff and things.
Woof.
Make my own path. Mm-hmm. I killed the god of Eternal Ring. Well, he's probably gonna be one of the end game bosses with a fireball, because it's the only spell that I got.
There should be like a There should be an option just to kill the last guy if you know who he is.
You can do that in one of the games. I forget which one it is, but it's like this medieval game, and the bad guy makes an appearance in the first
scene, yeah.
Kind of, and like you can attack him, he'll kill you, but all the townspeople are immortal, and will kill him, and you beat the game.
Nice.
I'm See, like, I don't remember what that game is.
That would be perfect. You just just nope out of there.
You become a martyr, but hey, you know, they save by not you.
Not dealing with you.
Okay, yeah.
Or him.
But it's just funny, because as you're, like, dead, you just see all the town people fighting the end game boss.
I just figured it was a big
so
mob.
Funny. And they're, like, they're essential, so they can't die. And it made me laugh. Like, I love secret endings. Well, it's not even a secret ending. It's not supposed to happen. But I do love secret endings in games.
Well, I'm trying to think, what was it? I played Oblivion. I think it was Oblivion. So it goes Morrowind.
Morrowind, Oblivion.
And then
Skyrim.
Skyrim. Okay. It was Oblivion then. Because there was a unicorn in it. And I got the unicorn. Because I didn't have a weapon out. But to get the unicorn, you had to fight the mentor, or the centaur or something. Minotaur, that's what it was. Because it didn't have a horse. It was two-legged and angry. Either way.
Hey, that sounds like me on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
Two-legged, angry.
It's so angry. But the Minotaur attacked me. The unicorn attacked the Minotaur. I healed enough that the unicorn just killed the Minotaur. And so I got a unicorn.
A free unicorn? Free horse.
Exactly. To which I would then go into town. And the unicorn was kicked off. Like, would attack by weapons drawn. So, the guards in town would be like, what are you doing? And if they would pull a weapon,
unicorn come out of nowhere, fucking...
It would just...
Will that